I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it seemed like you had a lot of spirit and everybody seemed to be up for practice. Is that what a game like they played in St. Louis can do for them?
Well, it's good to get a day off and get some rest and come back re-energized. But, definitely a win helps doing that. And the way we played and, it's a team picture day today. So it was a good mood today. Yeah, I mean, the first game we played against them here, I thought we played a really strong game. It was an up-and-down game, and we were aggressive. We were on the forecheck. The last two games we played them, it was just a couple of mental lapses, 2- and 3-minute spans where, first game in the 3-minute in the second period, and then we allowed a couple goals at the end of the first and second period. So I've liked their game against them. They have a lot of powerful finishing players over there. We can't give them those opportunities, and but it'll be a great challenge for us.
They have that crazy back-to-back coming from Nashville. You had it in December. Does that put an even more added premium on the start of the game in your mind?
Well, I don't I thought our back-to-backs have been pretty good this year, but we can't control that part of it. We got to control what we control, and that's our start to the game. If we can come out and try to establish our forecheck, much like we did in the Carolina coming back in St. Louis, I thought getting that first goal is always important for our group, for any team for that matter. So we're going to try to have a good start.
With the power play right now, Phil, is it just a matter of shooting the puck more?
You have to simplify it. I mean, I think shot volume creates, shot mentality creates, and we're just holding on to pucks. We're overpassing the puck. We've got to think about just getting pucks to the net and just simplifying that part of the power play. I think getting into the zone and entries, we're doing a pretty good job, but once we get set up, we got to think about shot.
Is that a common problem when any power play is struggling? Guys become a little afraid to shoot?
I think they just try to overhandle it. They're trying to make the perfect play, and the more you handle the puck, it just gives the other team to get into position more. And, we're not fooling anybody. We just got to move the puck quick, get it in off to the flank area, and start delivering it. That's how a lot of the power play goals. Then those low plays will finally open up if you establish that. It's really important, I think, especially, during wall play, talking to him if he has time, eat it. That line has been really playing well for us, and they've been attacking the game. They're getting on the forecheck. They're driving to the net hard, which is creating offense for us. And obviously they're good, have high skill, and they're making plays. I really like the way they transition and they attack the game.
Carter's had some nice games.
Well, it helps to have some goal support. We haven't had a lot of that for him at crucial times, and I thought last game we gave him that. But I think he's just got the attitude that he's just going to go back to where he was at the beginning of the season of just doing what he can do best, control what he can control, and stopping that first puck, now not allowing the second and third opportunities. And I think he's just gotten comfortable. He went through a spell there where he was trying to do too much, and just instead of playing his position, get his angles, eat pucks, no rebounds, and it's good to see him playing well.
What are your thoughts on how Bogosian's handled playing the left side?
He's been really good. I know he's played with Risto in the past, and I like the way he's actively involved in all aspects of our game, and I like the way he gets up on the rush. He tries to, add that fourth man, or even, whatever the case may be, he's getting up there, and he's defensively, I think he's doing a really good job of being tough to play against. They're two big guys back there. It's tough to get to the net, and they've got to continue to do that.
You had Phil Larson the other day, might have been his best offensive moment of the whole season, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was really a good look-off play and really set up the goal. And again, I think our guys were going to the net. That disruption of driving through and stopping there caused the goalie to, you know, lose Larson on the backside. And Lars, really nice shot. It's always difficult, you know. It's always difficult for a coach to tell a player he's not playing. And most importantly, Jason. He's done a lot for this team this year. He's done all the right things. And it's just obviously where we were as a group. We won a hockey game, and we'll evaluate that tomorrow. But it's definitely difficult, you know, to keep a guy like that, him out of the lineup.
Phil, you seemed cautiously optimistic and excited when putting Montour and Dahlin together. Based on their possession numbers and things like that and the way they play the game, can they be a tandem moving forward based on the way the game is played? Can they be a dynamic tandem?
I do. I think they control the game back there. But the one thing for me is just choosing the right time to join the rush and not getting too anxious. But they move the puck well. You know, Rasmus, in our transition game, he set up that goal. By Sherry, you know, just getting it up the ice. But I think just positionally, if they're sound, they have a great job of moving the puck, whether it's off a breakout, transition, and, you know, we're going to keep them together.
Alex said each of the last four games, Alex has said that he's gotten better. At least he's feeling like he's gotten better. How much of a sense do you get that he's kind of getting more comfortable? I mean, he's had recalls in the past couple of years, but it seems like he's playing his steadiest game.
I think he's taking advantage of the opportunity. Each and every game, he seems to get better, and I think his linemates are helping him out. They play a fast game, and he's just getting more confident. You know, down low in the corner, he's driving out of cycles. He's making plays up the ice, and he's using his speed. And I really liked his shot mentality last game. Coming off the wing, I mean, he was thinking about shot entering the offensive zone. He's going to continue to shoot pucks.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.